Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome, everyone. You're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. I'm Dax Carlisle, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. And joining me is the fabulous Charlotte Kornberg. Let me see if I can bring her on here. Hey, Char, how's it going?
Hey, it is going good. I'm so glad to be back on the air again. Man, we have had a lot of weeks of... you know, for one reason or another, not being able to make it. And it feels so good to be back and be here to, you know, answer people's questions and maybe educate them a little bit.
Yeah.
And so, how are you doing, Dax?
Oh, I'm glad to be back on. I'm doing really well and looking forward to helping some people and having some fun. Too. And it's open lines and mini readings all show long today. I love it. Every once in a while, we just do that. No topics, no nothing. Just we're going to do phone calls. Yeah. So if you're listening in, we're going to have the opportunity to get to a lot of phone calls today. So you want to get into the queue now because we're taking the calls in the order that they come in. So if you're listening live, dial in at 714-816-4628. If you didn't quite catch that, you know, grab your phone, pad, piece of paper and pen, if you still do it the old-fashioned way, and I'll give that number out again. Now, as soon as you get through, remember to press 1 on your dial pad because that lets us know you want to be live on air. So it pops you into the queue, and then we take the calls in the order that they came in, all right? So here we go. You ready? We're going to give that number out again. It's 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. Press 1 as soon as you get through. If you're Skyping in, go to the Skype app, open the dial pad on the Skype app, press 1, and we'll get to your calls then. You can also join us in the chat room. There's a few people in there. It's at psychictalk.net/live. That URL will always take you to the next live show. Just scroll down on the page and you'll see the player, you'll see the chat room. Now, I want to let you know that the phone number is also good for all the shows, along with this live page link, always taking you to the next live show. So we are going into fall. We're going into September. The shows are going to start coming back from summer break. So we'll have a show nearly every day, and soon it will be every day. We'll be back to our full schedule. So what we've been doing is some of the shows are on summer break, and they'll come back in September and October. There's a show coming back in October, too. The other shows, we've been on the air all summer, but we've been doing kind of an every other week schedule. And it's just coincided, right, Charlotte? Remember, we scheduled every other week, but then when we would go to do a show, especially on Wednesdays, we would have technical issues with Blog Talk and couldn't get on the air. So
it was crazy.
Yeah. So there's been quite a few weeks, right, where we haven't been able to do a show, you and me.
Yeah, a lot of weeks. And I just think, you know, when stuff like that happens, I have to think it's the universe saying, you know what, maybe you need to take a step back, take a deep breath, you know, recharge your batteries, and then go again. Because, you know, that happened in one, you can go, well, okay, just chalk it up to whatever. But as many times as it happened, I went, okay, this is message received, universe.
Maybe you're just supposed to have a break, right?
Yeah.
You're just supposed to have a break.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. I'm actually glad, you know, I really wasn't scheduling it that way. And we headed into June, And then, you know, a host here or a host there would start saying, you know, it's I want to go on a relaxed schedule, or I want to put the show on hiatus until September. And there was even some weeks where, like this past week, last week, it just ended up that there was a couple of shows on Monday, but, you know, the entire week there was no shows. And I really loved it, to be honest with you, because, you know, I don't get a break. I mean, hosts have their show, and you know, the various hosts on the network, they're on once a week. You know, I was going 7 days a week. I was either running the board or on a show. And so it's been great. I've been able to go back to school. I've been doing my recertification in hypnotherapy and NLP, and going to relaunch my clinical practice with local clients, and then of course also over a video conference you can do it as well. So anywhere in the world, really, I can help a client with hypnotherapy, but I really want to get back to the one-on-one, seeing people locally, and I just couldn't find the time to do the classes. You know, I mean, gosh, I first got certified, Charlotte, back in, I was studying it, you know, from like 98 on, and you know, I like saying since the beginning of the century, because it sounds longer, and I got certified the first time. I got a couple of certifications, but the first time I think it was, I want to say 2004, so 15 years ago. And, you know, I've used it on and off with clients over the years, but, you know, really not a full-time, you know, practice. So I wanted to get recertified. And so I enrolled in a few courses, you know, spent a lot of money, actually. And,
those courses
of the network.
Yeah, those courses are not cheap, for sure. But I'm so excited for the progress you've been able to make and all the stuff you've been able to brush up on and get current with.
It's so exciting.
You know, because this is going to be a really cool service that you're offering. So I'm really excited for you.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Very excited. I deal a lot with veterans, so I'm going to specialize in that. Veterans and active duty military and their families, you know, they smoke at an average of double the national average, and I'm specializing in smoking cessation, but I'm also going to do weight loss, post-traumatic stress, because obviously a lot of them have PTSD, stress in general, everybody has stress, and then also pain relief, because a lot of them have pain from, you know, various injuries when they were in the military and such like that. My website's going to be hypnosis.vet, hypnosis.vet, and just really excited to get back into that. And of course, I'm going to continue to study, take more courses, more specializations. There's the virtual gastric band that I want to do as well. Fantastic protocol for you know, weight loss. I don't like to say weight loss. You know why?
No, why?
I like to say weight management, because weight loss implies you're losing something, and I don't want you to find it again.
It's actually finding it like a boomerang.
Yeah, like a yo-yo, you know, and so I like to say weight management rather than weight loss, because it's true, you know. I mean, it sounds funny, it's cute as a joke, but also it's reality, you know. There's a psychological principle involved, and so you don't, you know, the logical mind, our thinking mind, as you and I are talking right now, for instance, you know, if I say weight loss, you know what I'm talking about. You can you know, you can understand what that implies, but the subconscious doesn't understand. And so it's just soaking all that in. So even though you consciously, you know, I'm not saying, hey, let's go through a weight loss protocol and then you're going to gain the weight back. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, consciously, but subconsciously it's slipping right in there. It's like, okay, I'm losing this thing, and you know, I need to find it again. The yo-yo diet,
right,
and all that kind of thing. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, as going into fall, I'm really excited to start doing this. And even though the shows are all coming back, I'm going to dedicate a few hours a day to taking more and more classes, and you know, getting re-educated in certain areas. And it's been fun so far, I got to tell you. And you know, I'm the vice commander at my local American Legion post, and I go to the VFW, I go to the Disabled American Veterans posts, and I know a lot of people, a lot of veterans, and boy, I mean, they're lining up already. They're like, oh really? You let me know when you're ready. we're good. They want to quit smoking. They want stress relief, pain relief, you name it. You know, the women, all the women are, you know, oh, weight loss. Yeah. Sign me up now. Yeah. So yeah. So I got some exciting things going. It's true. I don't know about you. Is there anything in the near future? You know, how's things going with the crystal business?
The crystal business, I have been quite ill for the last 3 weeks, so the crystal biz has kind of taken a back seat to that, but
mm-hmm.
I'm feeling a lot better, and I've got some great things that I need to put up and let people know what I have. I love my little crystal business so much, because I, you know, the people that purchase the crystals are doing it because, you know, they're looking for, you know, for the energy that these crystals are bringing into their life to help them through whatever they're going through. And you know, if you had told me a few years ago I'd be walking around with my pocket full of rocks every day, I would have told you were nuts. But
the rock lady,
Yeah, and I know, and sitting here in front of me, I've got my little collection of, I've got lepidolite, I've got some citrine, I've got some adventurine, dendritic, I mean, and of course, labradorite, and some hematite, rose quartz, ocean jasper, and those are just the ones that wanted
rock
to... Hang
Remember
out
the, pot,
with me.
The pet rocks in the 80s? That's what I'm thinking of right now, is you got all these pets.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah.
Oh, and
so,
by the way, folks, I just want to tell them, on Wednesdays, we also do the Crystal of the Week and the Color of the Week. So a little later on in the show, we want to get to the phone calls ASAP here, but a little later in the show, you know, we'll take a couple minutes, go through the color of the week and the crystal of the week as well. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Charlotte. What did you want to finish up there before we go to the calls?
I was just going to say, I'm just finishing up my Angel Guide certification course.
Awesome.
The Kyle Gray course. And so I'm really excited to be, you know, to have that and add to my, you know, because as you all know,
yeah.
I'm somewhat new to this, and so I still
You're
have
eclectic.
So much
you do
to
everything.
Learn, and I'm loving it. I'm just loving, because, like I was telling you before the show started, I really like helping people. I love helping people, and that's part of the reason I love to do this show, is that if even, you know, even with our short calls that we have, if we can bring just a little bit of comfort, or I don't even know what word to use to our callers, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Because who doesn't need a little lift every now and then, you know? And if you and I are able to provide that to them during their call, then how cool is that? I'd love to be able to be that person. So.
Yes, me
yeah.
too. I love helping people. Yeah, yeah. So
yep.
You know, if you're listening live out there, sitting on the fence, Go for it, folks. Give us a call, 714-816-4628. We're going to go to the calls here. I did want to do the numerology of the day, which the entire date, 8/28/2019, adds up to 30. 3 plus 0 is 3. So it's a 3 date, and the day is the 28th. 2 plus 8 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. So what does that all mean? Well, you know, it's a one day. 1 is about self, and 3 is creativity and communication. I pulled the card of the day and got, it's a card of abundance. It's an 8 card. 8 is abundance in numerology. And the 8 of Pentacles, it's about, oh, well, it has a lot of meanings, but it's the profitable use of one's skills. So it's all about your talents, your enthusiasm, dedication, steady progress over time, you know, loving your work, things like that, okay? So with it being a one day and a three date and getting this 8 of Pentacles, today is a really great day to work on your skills, apply your skills, develop them, work on a business, create a business, and use your creativity and communication in that business, okay? And all these things line up beautifully. It's really interesting because in the chat room, we've got a question from Confident User. We'll get to that question in just a minute. I want to take a call or two, but we do prioritize the calls, folks. But you can go to psychictalk.net/live and put a question right in the chat room. Yeah. And the question that Confident User is asking is about their business. And it lines up perfectly. I don't know if the rest of the calls will be that way, but there usually is a theme running through our shows here. Awesome. So 714-816-4628. I'm going to put that card of the day back into the deck here and give it a little shuffle. And we're going to go to our first caller, Shar, waiting 30 minutes already. Oh, my God. We're going to go to episode 703. Been waiting the longest. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Andrea. I'm calling from Virginia.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
What's going on with you?
Well, I have a question. I've been talking to this guy named Brandon, I guess, for the past month, and I thought everything was kind of going good, but the last 3 weeks, I haven't really heard from him. He had to go out of state for his grandfather. Mm-hmm. I guess he was hospice care, now passed away. So I don't even know if he's still in Texas or back, but I don't know. I don't know what you pick up. Maybe his energy. What you think is it? You know, good or bad, or whatever you pick up, whatever you get.
Sure. Sure. I mean, there's still a possibility of him coming back, but it's a slim possibility. You know, I'm seeing some positive cards, you know, like the Fool card, taking that leap of faith. You know, it may require you to take action to get back there, so to speak, you know, and the Three of Cups, which is a, you know, a card about celebration, you know, so there's some positive cards in here. However, there's other cards that are talking about, more negative things, like for instance, the Nine of Swords, which is commonly associated with nightmares, being kept up at night, dreams, fear, insomnia, suffering, desolation, loss, self-sacrifice, okay? And the Seven of Cups, which is a card of multiple choices, which is kind of more of a positive thing. But another part of this is an outlook on it is fantasy, illusion, confusion. It's like creating an idyllic or fantasy idea of how you would want things to be. So it's almost like the cards are talking about you got to let go of that expectation and create a more realistic one, something along those lines. Mm-hmm. Also got the Two of Pentacles, which is usually about, you know, juggling things such as finances and It has positive aspects like being flexible, fun, playfulness, things like that. And it's a card of imminent change, but it's also this balancing act thing. There may be something going on with him financially where he's dealing with things right now, and that's why you haven't heard from him. Because if his father passed away, that's a lot to deal with.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Well,
the
weekend before that, a family member passed away, and then the next weekend, his grandfather was in hospice care in Texas, so he brought him and his kids out,
mm-hmm.
and he's been there for at least 2.5 weeks in Texas, so that's like two weekends in a row someone has passed away, and I know it's a lot to go through, but we have these video chats, we've been video chatting back and forth, and I know he's watched all my videos, but I don't have any response back or like no phone call, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I thought it was just a little off because normally he'll respond back and at least say something.
Yeah.
I don't have anything. So
yeah. it sounds like he's like extremely busy, has to deal with a lot of things right now. And I understand,
yeah.
Really bogged down with all the things I'm doing right now. And, I've had people text me and send me messages, and I can't get back to them for days sometimes,
Yeah.
So there's definitely part of that going on because of that Two of Pentacles is showing me that. Let's see if Charlotte's getting anything. Are you getting anything on this, Charlotte?
Well, yes, I did. And typically I only draw one card, but I felt like I needed to draw three cards. So, the past, present, and future. And the past is about was Saint Germain. And it's
mm-hmm.
about moving beyond drama, creating your own path, and make room for good energy. So it tells me that maybe this worry that you're carrying with you is carrying some negative energy with it, and that you need to take a breath and know that things are going to work out the way they're supposed to. The second one I got was the Miriam, and this is all from Keepers of the Light. It's a Kyle Gray deck, and it's, again, and it's, you can't make this stuff up. It's so choose to forgive in order to heal. See the light in all. Remember that love has no boundaries. And it talks about helping people heal and helping them move beyond their grief. And experience the death of two family members is huge. I mean, it takes
yeah.
an emotional toll on yourself. It takes an emotional toll on the people around you. And so if he's having to hold himself up through this grief as well as others, right now there just may not be any time, like Dax said, there just might not be any time in his life at this moment. And, just being as supportive as you can without being irritating, without being...
Oh, yeah, I'm not. I'm totally understanding. My messages are very positive, and I'm thinking about your family and hope everybody's okay. I mean, they're definitely positive affirmations, and, I did talk
right.
to friends out there, and he's like,
right.
thank you for that, and, it's never from a negative space, because I lost my grandfather, my dad in January, so I understand what he's going
Aww.
Through. But to lose two,
Aww.
that's two in a month. I mean, that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard.
Yeah,
and so the third card,
even harder.
The third card that came up was the Mother Mary card. And she, of course, is all about love and peace. And I just got chills. wow, this is a strong card that she is there with you and him, and she is giving you her love if you will accept it, and she is giving him her love, And she, you know, she works directly with the Angels of Peace to bring healing to the world. And so one of the things that Kyle says, and I'm just going to use his words instead of mine, but the more you fight for the point you want to prove, the unhappier you'll be. So that, to me, is saying, you know, the more you try to push for this relationship at this point in time, the more, you know, I don't want to say damage, but the more stressed you're going to feel. And so I just think making a point every day to send love from your heart to his heart, not, you know, you don't have to say anything to him, just in your mind, just call in your angels and then just send so much love. And he can choose to accept it or reject it, but it's there from your higher self to his higher self. And I think that's going to help resolve whatever works out. And I'm feeling right now that however things work out, they're not just going to end or not end. I'm not saying they're going to end, but it's there's going to be communication. Communication is going to open up again one way or the other. I just don't know which way that is at this point in time.
I should just wait to call him. I should just kind of let it go for right now. Just don't even call him. Just kind of.
I wouldn't. If he hasn't been.
Yeah, I'd give it a break for sure.
Okay.
Yep. I would maybe even like just your text messages, just like maybe once a week or twice a week or something. Just, you know, offering.
And
it's been like 3 weeks, and I it definitely helped. I haven't really been pushing the issue because I know he's been in a bad space. So we got to get on the calls, but
thank you very much.
I appreciate it. I'll let you know how it goes. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, let us know. We're going to go over to area code 443. Oh my God, the call lines, Charlotte, are lighting up like a Christmas tree. So we're going to try to pick the pace up a bit because, man, there are a ton of calls here. Area code 443. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, guys. This is Ashley. I'm calling from Baltimore.
Hi, Ashley. Nice.
I don't think
I ever got a call in from Baltimore in 10 years of radio, but glad to be with you today. Yeah, 10 years, you know, and it's like, oh, wow. So what's going on with you, Ashley? How can we help you out today?
Well, I just had like a shift in career, and I have a really positive feeling like something is getting ready to happen, and I just want to know if my angels or guides have a message for me right now with what's going on in my career or will be going on in my career or any steps that I need to take.
So when you say are you in a new job? Have you left a job and are now seeking a job?
So I was just laid off 2 months ago.
Oh, okay.
But it's been a blessing because it wasn't my field. My field is in acting. I'm an actress, an artist. And I actually feel like that was a blessing. So I haven't been stressed or anything. I've just feel like I'm on a flow. I'm on a ride, and I just want to know if they have any messages for me as far as things that I need to do right now outside of what I'm already doing.
Okay.
I did get a message on that. Let me just throw out my message, Charlotte. I was going to have you go first, Char, but I can hear you're shuffling, and it's like, oh, I got outstanding stuff right here. I mean, the Fool card shows up yet again, even though I swear I shuffled. So we got that with our first caller. And, you know, it's about taking that leap of faith. And everything showing up is talking about you going, you know, back in this direction. the field you're actually meant to be in. And it's, I mean, it's lighting up like, oh my God, definitely, definitely, definitely. So the Nine of Cups, the literally the wish come true card. I mentioned the Fool, you know, taking a leap of faith for something even better. It may be that you might need to dive in even more into it. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times we shoot ourselves in our own foot because, you know, I want to make this change. I want to start this business. I want to go down this career path. But then part of you is like, oh, you know, safety and security, you know, I got to get a job. I got to do this, got to do that. When in reality, mm-hmm. when people have the greatest success is when the Fool card, when they take that leap of faith and they go all in, it's like, I'm doing acting. That's all I'm doing. I'm focusing on that. Everything I do, you know, when I'm not literally doing it, the career is leading towards the career. Everything, talking to people, networking, going on auditions, you know, a lot of this is about structure. I'm getting a lot of cards that are talking about structure, the number four. Also, the Four of Wands. Four of Wands, but the Six of Wands shows up as well, which is literally the success card, you know. And so everything I see on here, it's all success, success, success. Six of Swords, too, another six card. Again, a success number. And then in the Six of Swords, we're moving slowly away from the rough seas to the calm waters, to the goal across the body of water. In the Waite Smith original card, that's what's happening, you know. And you know, I mentioned that Four of Wands. That's a card of celebration, but it's also structure. Mm-hmm. You know, setting yourself up for success. You know, so yeah, the message. You know, if you put all that together, the message from the universe is go for it, absolutely. But go all in,
all the way.
You, Charlotte, what are you getting, Charlotte?
Well, I kind of got the same thing. The first card I pulled talks about basically what you said, but it says, you know, that this is a time for you to recharge and heal. And, you know, like you said, you didn't really like the job that you were laid off from. And so this is a time for you to, you know, take a breath. Go within yourself, figure out what really lights you up. And then the second card I got was just like Dax's. It's the She-Wolf, which is basically the same thing. Go for it. You know, you are large and in charge, and quit holding back on your hopes and dreams. Just go for them. And let the wolf energy help you, you know, track down what you need, knock down any walls that are standing between you and what you want to do. And the other card also, that first card talked about maybe being able to help people from the experience that you've had. So once you have, you know, recharged and then gone for it, you know, use your experience to help someone else. So, you know, whether that's starting your own little acting, you know, like, you know, once a Monday, get together with people who have the same interests as you, whatever. I'm not an actor, so I don't know if that would even be feasible, but like it would be a fun thing to do, just get similar people together and support each other and practice or whatever. But yeah, the She-Wolf thing, this is one of my favorite cards because the picture of it is a wolf with its mouth open, but it's almost like a hat on this woman, but they're in front of a full moon and they're both howling at the moon. And you know, very wow. Native American, but yeah, it's, you know, the small little blurb on the card says, unleash the wild within, and then, but I am feeling, I'm feeling like this need to, like, howl myself, so that that's the feeling that I'm getting that you need to do. Not, I mean, you know, it's not for me, but that's the feeling that's coming through so strongly for me that it's like, yes, this is your time to go. This is your time to be you and go,
yep.
You know, don't settle for second best. You know, decide what's
wow.
going to light you up and then go for it.
So go all the way. Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've been feeling.
Thanks for the call,
and I just
Ashley.
Needed that confirmation. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Thanks for calling.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that opens another line at 714-816-4628. You can get into the queue with us. And we're going to try to get to all the calls today, Char. I do want to take the question from the chat room. You ready for that, Charlotte?
Yeah, you're going to have to remind me what that was because I don't have that open today because of where
oh, yeah.
I am.
So basically, a confident user... Yep, and confident user said, when you see my business joining in with another business, and what is the business I would be joining? Thanks. That sounded a little confusing to me, so I asked them to clarify, because wouldn't they know what business they would be? Anyway, never mind. So they did clarify a little bit. They said, when will my Reiki business be joining another business? Taking the business out of my home, out into the community. So you want to pull some cards on that?
So they want to be like the kind of like a conglomerate. That makes it sound too big, but they want to be like a cooperative Reiki people. Or?
It could be just. Well, no, that she, you know, her, so she has the Reiki business. She's doing, or he, I don't know. She didn't say whether it was she or he. It just says confident user. But, you know, she wants to take the business where she does it at home, but, you know, she wants to, like, take it out into the community, you know, basically a more business, that's not the word, a more professional setup. So, like, maybe joining in with somebody else that already has a practice. It doesn't have to be Reiki. It could be something that's complementary. Maybe somebody has an office and they have an extra room or they can schedule
right.
it. You know, so like a massage therapist, a hypnotherapist, you know, doing a modality that what's the word for it would complement, but is not the same thing necessarily.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm going to pull some cards and we'll see what you get as well on this one here. Okay. Let's see here. So timing wise, I'm getting 9. It could happen in as fast as 9 days, but could take as long as 9 weeks. So let's see, September, October, I'm going to say it could take as long as finding the right situation might take as long as the beginning of November, or just over the next week or so, something might fall in. And maybe if you this often happens with the law of attraction, if you actually focus on that goal and have the details, it can happen faster, okay? So, what are some of the possibilities here? I mentioned all those other modalities that, you know, you could team up with, share office space, massage therapists, other Reiki practitioners, hypnotherapists, chiropractors. I mean, the list just goes on. However, some of the cards are showing me that your best opportunity is going to be with somebody actually that works in the psychic arts. It's going to be somebody that is a medium or a tarot reader or some other clairvoyant or psychic. That's the person that you're going to be teaming up with business-wise. Other things that are coming up is some cup cards talking about going into this, you got to make sure that it's going to be emotionally satisfying. You know, really look into this person, or you know, any situation that you're thinking about getting into. The two big things are what I just said: maintaining emotional stability. You know, you want it to be a situation where it's emotionally satisfying. It's fun. It's not hard work. It's not somebody you don't get along with. It's got to be somebody you get along with and are really happy with, and also where you can maintain your individuality. That's coming up very strong. Talking about being the self-made woman, that even though you're, you know, sort of teaming up on space, that your business never gets intertwined with their business at all. And I think that's why, you know, even before I drew the cards, I was getting that strong feeling like it's not going to be another Reiki practitioner. And then when I got the cards, aha, you know, the central focus card is talking about somebody that's in the psychic arts versus energy healing or other types of healing even. You want something that's, you know, a situation where there's an individual doing a modality that is completely different from yours, so that you really maintain your individuality. You know, you are the energy healer there, not them. You know, they shouldn't even be doing other types of healing. You can still have a nice cross-pollination going on between the psychic and yourself. You know, things come up in Reiki sessions, and you can say, hey, you know, Jane over here that I share the office with could help you with that, book a reading with her. And Jane could be like, oh, yeah, okay, this problem came up. You know, you need to release some things energetically, you know, talk to the person that I share the space with, you know, book a Reiki session with her. That's what you want to have going on. So that's what I'm seeing. And let's go to Charlotte, see what are you getting, Charlotte?
Well, for timeline, I got somewhere around 5 months. It will probably happen in 5 months or less. Definitely, it's going to be closer to 5 months than the less is what I got. But then the card that I pulled, and I love the way these things work, says that you need to be connecting with somebody who will be a teacher to you, a mentor of sorts. And I'm, you know, I'm not getting as clear as stuff as like Dax is about, you know, it won't be another Reiki. It just says that, you know, the person that you hook up with will inevitably be a good teacher for you and will help you move mm-hmm. along your chosen path. So very similar to Dax said.
I feel the same way that, you know, now that you mentioned about the mentoring, is that, okay, this is going to be somebody that's already established. They already have a location that you're going to be joining in with. Mm-hmm. So basically, you're helping them with the rent, but they're already established. They know a lot about business. This person's going to be able to mentor you on the business side of things. All righty. So I hope that helped you out and answered that question to some extent there. We're going to go back to the phone lines, 714-816-4628. By the way, if we don't get to your call today, I'm doing a show, The Doctors Are In, with Dr. Sharona, Dr. Rose, and myself. This Friday we'll be taking calls. We're also talking about divine altars. Divine altar. So that's going to be a fun show on Friday. And if we don't get to your call today, call in on Friday. Same telephone number, same location on the web, psychictalk.net/live. Psychictalk.net/live. Okay. Oh, and you know, I've been mentioning about the shows coming back from summer. Well, something we've been doing all summer that's going away in the fall, or actually in 3 days, because we're taking August 31st at midnight to be the end of summer. Is our summer sale? Yes, we've been doing a sale all summer long. It's located at psychetalk.net/summer. Imagine that, yeah. And it's 3 more days, 10 hours, 15 minutes, 3 seconds, according to the counter here. Basically, you can book a reading, get $30 off for $37. And I also do numerology reports for $57. But if you book a reading, I'll do it for only $10 more. So $47 to get a full custom numerology report delivered to you via email, and then a live session with me, either text, Facebook Messenger, Facebook call, Skype, phone, or email. So that sale is still going on for 3 more days. Also, my course, Tarot by the Numbers, where you can learn tarot and numerology. You also get your membership in the Tarot Guild and certification thrown in for free as well. And it's about 66% off the normal price. That's on that page as well. If you're already a professional reader, we got something for you too. You can join the Tarot Guild and get your certification for just $47 right now. So go over to psychetalk.net/summer. Those sales are going away in 3 days, 10 hours. So jump on that. All righty. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. You ready, Charlotte? We're going to jump back in there again.
I'm ready. I had myself muted there for a minute. I'm like, oh,
oops. Oh, that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly. Actually, I haven't been hearing either. You've been muting a lot, or I haven't been, you know, hearing any of your animals, you know, peacocks and dogs and chickens galore and whatever in the background, like we often do on this Wednesday show.
Well, you know, it is Wednesday fun day, but I think they're all shaded up, if you want to know the truth. So
it is hot. I know it's hot here.
Yeah, it's. But
just
because you said that, there is a rooster now trotting past my window, and he may hear me talking and decide he needs to talk back. So you may have spoken too soon.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
So, oh, here's an unusual area code I've never had in 10 years. It's area code 863. They've been waiting like 41 minutes. Oh, my God. Thank you for holding on. Area code 863. Hey. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Julia from Florida.
Julia.
Hey, Julia. Hello.
You know, I've had,
for holding
I've had
so
Florida
long.
Calls. Yeah, thanks for hanging on so long, Julia. I've had calls from Florida before, but never 863. That's a new area code, believe it or not.
Cool.
Yeah. What do you want to chat about? It's open lines. Anything you want to chat about?
Yeah, I'm anticipating moving, relocating. I live like in the middle of Florida, and I'm thinking about moving over to the Gulf Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big move, and it's just me. So I started, you know, I've been the last couple weeks downsizing, purging, getting rid of stuff. And I basically just wondered, you know, what the tarot says as far as making this move. And, you know, is it the right thing? And, you know, for my best and highest good, as they say. And just, you know, kind of how it's going to go for me.
All righty. You got.
That,
you want to go first, Charlotte?
Well,
I'm still pulling cards.
No, but I just want to pop in and say, Julia, I'm going to send you so much love and energy, because moving has got to be one of the most challenging things on the face of the planet, as far as I'm concerned. It is just like, you know, like you said, you're downsizing, and I'm like, you start going, how do they collect all this stuff?
Yes.
And why do I still have it? And do I, you know, there's still some use in it. Do I keep it? Do I sell it? Do I throw it away? Do I donate it? You know, what do I do?
Yes.
And no matter what you do, it takes work to do it. So blessings to you for this task you're undertaking. And now I will let Dax tell you what he's going to say, and I'm going to pull some cards myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had already pulled cards, but you know, Julia, you came up with that nice, succinct. Is this in my best interest, my greatest good? So I asked that question and pulled other cards. I've got like a gazillion cards going right now, you know, because I wanted to get a yes no on that, and it's really strange. I've got some really positive cards. You working on this, and the Ace of Cups shows up, and the Ace of Swords, and I can see you clearing house here. There's some delay. I got the Hanged Man showing up. You know, there's a delay there, and it's not huge, but a little something. But when I ask it, is it, you know, for your greatest good right now? I'm getting 3 out of 5 no cards. So whenever let me explain first before you freak out. Okay, so I do a 5-card yes, no for these kind of questions. And then, I had already pulled cards before that as well. And the way it works is if you get 5 or 4 yeses, that's a really strong yes. If you get 4 or 5 no's, that's a strong no. If you get, 3 of 1 and 2 of the other, it's kind of like a mixed bag. It's almost kind of like a maybe. You know, if it's 3 yeses, it's maybe yes. If it's 3 no's, like in your case, it's maybe no. All right. And usually what that's telling me is that there's something more that needs to be done first. And then all the cards tell me why. See, typically in tarot, a lot of people do single card, double card, yes, no's. They do 3-card yes, no's where they're looking for aces. I mean, there's a gazillion techniques, you know, to do it. But this technique is unique because you get a whole bunch of cards and a lot more information instead of just the polar, you know, yes, no. With this one, you get maybes, you get in between things, and you get 5 cards to look at. Okay, so what it's saying here is that delaying this a little bit, there's that Hangman again. It's going to allow you to get into a much better situation. I mean, you have to clean house anyway and clear out clutter and things that you know no longer serve you. This is the perfect time to do that, and I'm seeing a lot of that in the cards. And it's not like you're not making progress, okay? So, for instance, the Knight of Coins, the Knight of Pentacles is telling us that you're making slow, steady progress. It might not behoove you to jump into the move really soon, however, because there's other things that you need to clear out. There's other situations. There's structure. Okay, getting a lot of 4 cards, which, you know, the number 4 is structure. So the Emperor's showing up here, and, you know, he's talking about getting the stability necessary, okay, the confidence. And that way you're not going to have a lot of worries. One of the no cards that shows up here is the 9 of Swords. I had that with the previous caller where that's a card talking about, you know, the individual in the Waite Smith version of the card is literally – sitting up in bed and covering their eyes, covering their head. You know, they're waking up from a nightmare. You know, too many thoughts going on here. You got 9 swords. Swords are thoughts and ideas. It's like if you make a quick move, you're going to have a lot of issues. If you wait a little longer and plan it out better and get the structure, 4 is also not only structure, but it's the number of planning things out and getting prepared. That's what it's talking about here. Also, you're attached to some things. The Devil card shows up. One of the only major arcana, well, no, there's actually like 3 major arcana cards. I mentioned the Emperor, I mentioned the Hanged Man. The Devil is also a major arcana, and, you know, of all the cards, minors and majors, when the majors show up, it's significant life change, okay? So this is actually going to be really good for you when you do the move, because it's it's like a whole new chapter of your life is going to open up. However, in order that for that to happen, you need to let go of attachments that you're consciously aware of, or maybe you're not consciously aware of. They might be in your subconscious. But the Devil card is talking about these attachments to the current paradigm. And you've got to let go of that before you make the move. Otherwise, you're going to end up with the Nine of Swords, with a lot of thoughts and issues and things you're dealing with pounding down on you. So it's no accident that you called into the show today. But, you know, and I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but that's what's showing up in the cards, you know, that you should really, you know, the Hanged Man, you know, take a step back. Do a little delay, and besides delay, another aspect of the Hanged Man is the Hanged Man has not been hung. You know, this is not Jesus on the cross. It's not a crucifixion. He hung himself upside down on purpose so that he could see the world 180 degrees upside down from the rest of us. It's literally the thinking outside of the box card, okay? So it's telling you to, you know, take a delay and adopt that, where you step back from the whole situation and make sure you really look at it. Let's go to Charlotte and see if she has anything she can add to this. What about you, Charlotte?
Again, very similar. I did kind of ask a timeline, and it's what I got was less than 3 months, but that was just a number question, right? But the real kind of guts to this thing is that, and I love how you talked about, you know, you're downsizing, you're preparing. And what I'm getting is by doing that, you're going to be reconnecting with a part of yourself that you haven't seen for a while, and you're going to be letting go of things that you need to let go, because until you let go of those things and you choose to move, you're just going to carry those things right along with you. So it's saying...
That's where I was going with it too, yeah.
Yeah, go, you know, make sure you go inside and you're comfortable with the move, and you know for sure why you want to move, and that you're leaving behind what you need to leave behind, and that you've already left it behind before you make the move. And it's caution, you know, you're being cautioned not to rush in, because a lot of times when we do rush in, we can't see how destructive our actions are going to be. We can't, when you rush into something, you can't anticipate, you know, all the consequences. So as you're, you know, as you're cleaning out, you know, you can meditate a little bit. And I'm not talking about like a full-blown meditation about, you know, sitting down with your legs crossed, your thumb and your middle finger, you know, put together, chanting or anything. Just, you know, just stop for a minute and quiet your mind and listen to what you're being told or how you're feeling, what you're feeling inside. Is it making you feel calm? Is it making you feel anxious? Is it, you know, as you go along? And that will help guide you. The present card is the drum, which is kind of your heartbeat. And it's, and again, it's the same thing. It talks about a journey to uncover insights and information that are important for your path. And I still feel that's all tied to this cleansing out, you know, this cleaning out that you're doing, the stuff that you're choosing to leave behind and the stuff you're choosing to take with you. And then we get the snake card, which talks about shedding your skin. Now, how cool is that? I mean, that's like...
That's a perfect metaphor.
Casting off the old, revealing your true colors and your talents and gifts to the world. And so it's the energy of renewal washing over your life. at that time. So, it's, you know, if for some reason you feel like your true self hasn't been recognized or you've been misread by others, you know, that energy will be leaving you at that time because you've already been working on all your old stories, on all your old stuff as you're downsizing. And so, you know, it also talks about your own personal commitment to growth has been recognized. And now the external world will reflect all of the work that you've been doing within. So, you know,
I just wanted to interject one little.
Sure.
I just wanted to confirm what you just said about casting off the old. Is I literally just finished writing two letters. You know, when you purge everything on the letter
right.
and then you burn it. I literally just did that before I listened
beautiful.
To the show. So I'm trying to, you know, emotionally purge as well as physically purge. So I just, sorry for interrupting. I just, you know.
Now we don't have to tell you that technique because you've already done it. Yeah.
Yeah, and that,
I
you
just,
know,
you know,
that
you just said it's like, wow.
And I'm so glad that you understood that because it's as much about releasing physical things as it is emotional things. So that just, I got chills when you told me that. That just, and I'm filled with so much happiness right now because I don't know what you did, but it was right. And I'm actually hitting chills again. So whatever you did, it was right. It was so, I just want to keep saying bless you. I don't know why.
Aww,
I don't really say
that
to a lot of people, but
I
just want to keep saying
that.
Bless
thank
you. And it's and I just got chills again. So apparently I need to say it to you, and you need to hear it. But anyway, so you know when you do move, it you know it will be the right time, and it will be that time of renewal and abundance and connection. And it's saying, you know, let yourself be reborn and celebrated, which,
nice.
How beautiful is that?
Wow.
Beautiful.
You guys have done so well. Thank you so much. I was a little hesitant when you were saying the negative, but thank you so much. This was wonderful. I'm glad I called. Have a lovely day.
Thank you so much for calling, and you have a great day,
let us know what happened.
Going to make a note
yeah.
to send you some energy and some love. And
oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Awesome. Thanks, Julia. Thanks for the call. And we're going to see if we can squeeze in a couple more calls. Believe it or not, we're actually in overtime. It's 2 minutes past the top of the hour, and the show's only going out.
I know,
go ahead,
we didn't
Charlotte.
Even get to the crystal of the day or the color of the day, which is fine. I'd rather talk to people than, I mean, I would like to educate people about the stones too, but I would rather talk to people. But can I just say that last call was powerful.
Wasn't that?
It was super powerful.
We were all dead on, you know, with that. It just goes to show, you know, the tarot tells you exactly what you need to hear. And
yeah,
it's not always related. Yeah, and in your case, the oracle. But you know, oracles are oracles. And, you know, whether you're using tarot or you're using oracle cards or whatever, angel cards, whatever kind of cards you're using, or if you're not even using cards, you know, the universe puts forth what you need to know. And it's not always, you know, sunshine and roses and, you know, nice smelling perfume. Sometimes it stinks, you know, but no, but God, I'm having way too much fun on this show. You know, you said about the chills, you've gotten so many chills. After the show, you're going to have to go take a warm shower or something. I mean, my God. Anyway, or maybe it's a cold shower you need to take. Anyway, it's what you need to know, because we could be all sunshine and roses and just say, oh, yeah, that job's going to come to you next week. Or, oh, yeah, go ahead, Julian and make the move next week, you know, but that would be doing mm-hmm. a disservice. There are things that she needs to clear up so that when she does make the move, it's going to be a whole new cycle of her life, you know, whole new cycle starting. It's going to be so much more powerful. She's things that are energetically holding her back will be gone. She needs to clear through all of that.
Yeah, and how cool was it that she had already started on that path, you know, the two mm-hmm. letters that she'd written. And
another thing. I often tell people that, you know, tarot is 90% confirmation, 10% new information, you know, and mm-hmm. so a lot of times people are already going down that path, already know the answers. They just need some confirmation. They need some, you know, added confidence, you know, and it's not like we're saying she's not going to make the move. Like you were getting a time frame, mm-hmm. you know, next 3 months or so, you know, I mean, that's not long. And the whole thing is by giving people this information, they can start working on it. They can make it happen faster, you see. So mm-hmm. we're at the top of the hour. Before we take a couple more calls, real quickly, I did want to mention what's coming up on the network. We were supposed to do that a half hour ago, but we were having too much fun, Charlotte.
Wednesday fun day.
Yep. And they can go over to psychictalk.net/upcoming and see the full schedule. Like we've been telling you all show, we're going back into fall. We're going back to 7 days a week pretty much. A few shows will still be on hiatus here and there, but they'll be back the next month. And you can see like the next 2 weeks I think I have on here, all the way through Wednesday, September 11th. They're all on this upcoming shows page at psychictalk.net/upcoming, psychictalk.net/upcoming. You can get all the times and dates and there's a link to the show post for each show. It's just the title under the date and under the time. You can just click on the title. It'll take you over to another page. It gives you even deeper information. But what's coming up, you know, Friday, I've already mentioned that Dr. Sharona Rapsik is going to be our special guest on Friday with Dr. Rose and myself. The doctors are in, and we're talking about divine altars. Plus, it's an open line show, mini readings all show long as well. So if we don't get your call today, call in on Friday or Saturday. Saturday is our Psychic Saturday show. Me and Mary Brown, we have a lot of fun on that show as well. And that's a little earlier, you know, Friday show and Saturday shows are actually 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be talking about tarot reading through the ages. What did they see? So we're going to go back in time a little bit, but it's also open lines and mini readings as well. Then on Monday, it's a doubleheader. Janice Fuchs is going to be live on her Wisdom of the Soul show. She only does that on the first Monday of the month, and then the rest of the Mondays are pre-recorded episodes which you can listen to, take notes, and then call in the first Monday and talk about and ask questions about those pre-recorded episodes and get guidance live on air. So Janet's going to be live at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, followed directly at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern by Compassionate Light with Catherine Hahn. She's starting a new series of shows called Power of Your Love. And the first show is going to be Love is a Natural Gift You Have. So that's Monday, September 2nd. We're already into September. Tuesday, September 3rd, they're going to be talking about the Mandela Effect. Rose and her new co-host, Dave Nunley. Rose and Dave are going to be talking about the Mandela Effect on the Power of Three show. Also, that's the mediumship show. Yeah, if you want to connect to the other side, you call in on Tuesdays. And then, of course, Charlotte, you and I are going to be back next Wednesday with another Open Lines and Mini Reading show, September 4th.
Woohoo!
I'm excited to get back to every Wednesday. What were you going to say?
Yeah, are you getting a little weird static going on your end?
Let's see. No, it's dead silent except for our voices. Sounds great on my end.
Yeah, I'm getting some weird static.
Well, It could just be a little line noise on your line or something like that. We'll listen to the recording and, you know, the replay and see how it sounds. But it sounds great to me. So just go over to psychictalk.net/upcoming to check out the upcoming shows. And remember to join us, myself and Dr. Rose and Dr. Sherman on Friday. Okay, so let's try to squeeze in a couple of calls. Who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 760. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Gia.
Hi, Gia.
Hi, Gia. Hi. Hi, Gia.
What part of the country are you calling in from? Where are you?
Oh, I'm in Orange County, South Orange County, California.
Awesome. My favorite place. Anyway.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask a question about my career. I'm actually in between, currently unemployed. However, I do feel like there are things coming for me. And I was wondering if you could give me some insight around my next big career break.
Okay, and in what field are we talking here? Are you an actor?
No, I'm not an actor, but I am contemplating going either the creative direction or the consultative type direction where I'm actually empowering others.
Aha. That's always good. Hey, Charlotte, did you notice? Okay. Remember I said at the beginning of the calls, I talked about the card of the day and the numerology of the day, and I said, I wonder if this is going to be a theme. Our first question in the chat room is about career. Guess what? As always, it set the theme. It's been like career and moves and things along that, you know, the entire show. Also, the numerology of the day, the three energy, creativity and communication, which also fits into what Gia just said. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I love that card. I love number three because, you just feel so empowered when you're being creative, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yep.
I hear some background noise. I don't know if you guys are hearing it, but it's
I'm hearing it too.
Traffic funnel.
I'm not hearing anything.
Yeah, which is odd, because you're usually like the background sound Nazi. But no,
okay,
I can hear it too.
And goes.
Yeah, see, so right now it's quiet.
Yeah.
But before it was, there was something.
Charlotte, why don't you go first
again
on this one? I feel like I've been hogging the mic. Why don't you go first?
Well, let's see. What does Gia need to know about her career?
Here we come.
Flip some cards out here for you. And I'm using a deck I don't usually use, but even before we took your call, I was being drawn to that deck. So it's the I tend to fall back on Kyle Gray a lot, but this is a Doreen Virtue Archangel Oracle card. So
okay.
The first one we get is Angel Therapy, which is Archangel Raphael, and it says, give your cares and worries to the angels and allow us to take your burdens. And so to me that's saying put your trust, put your intentions out into the universe, you know, so you need to be clear on what you want to do. You can't just be sitting around waiting for your dream job to just fall into your lap. You need to be clear on what you want to do and what's going to light you up. And then you put that intention out into the universe as though it's already happened, as though you're already living the dream. In your mind, you see yourself in, you know, whatever work environment that's going to put you into. and you see yourself being happy and productive and helping people and, you know, bringing joy to other people's lives, if that's what it entails, and then mm-hmm. trust that the angels and the universe are going to be there for you. And so the next card was Beloved One, which is Archangel Shamuel. And it says, I'm helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship. And that's, you know, a soulmate.
Oh, my gosh. That was my other question, too.
Well,
hey, it's
you know,
a two-for-one show. Look at that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just going to say that a soulmate doesn't necessarily have to be a love interest. I mean, it absolutely could be, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. But the message from this card is that love is in and around you right now. You don't need to search for it. So, again, it's like you need to hold loving thoughts and conduct loving actions. And again, and that's going to be what you attract back to you. So again, mm-hmm. it's putting out into the universe. If you put love out into the universe, you're going to get back love from the universe. So Shamuel's aura is pale green. So if you want to feel Shamuel around you, think of the pale green, and if you're into crystals at all, you could carry a piece of green fluorite. I love fluorite. It comes in so many different colors. It's just, it's gorgeous. I love it.
It is.
I know. And then the third card was to clear your space. And a lot of times that, you know, like we were talking about the last caller, that can be emotional, that can be physical, that can be whatever. It decluttering because the more you clear that's not serving you any longer, the more can come in that will serve you and will be for your highest good. So Archangel Metatron is the one that's going to help you with that. And the little blurb on the card, it says, call upon me to clear and open your chakras using sacred geometric shapes.
Right.
So Metatron uses those shapes to clear and align your chakra energy centers in your bodies. And you can mentally ask Metatron to open your chakras, and he'll send his Metatron cube down to the top of your head. And yeah, so... anyway, his aura is a violet and seafoam green stripes, which again, you know, could go with the fluorite, but also like watermelon tourmaline, which I love. I have watermelon tourmaline there that lately has been my best friend. I don't want to sound like a whiner, but I've had a sinus infection for the last 3 weeks, and all I want to say is bless all you people who have suffered through more than one bout of sinus infections, because it seriously has been the most painful thing I have ever endured in my life, and I've been through some pretty painful things, but for some reason that sphere, when I hold it, it helps relieve some of that pain. But I'm getting off the track and talking about myself too much. Sorry about that. But I guess I'm just giving an example of how things work. But
yeah,
that's kind of where, so clearing your space also, because, you know, if you're still holding all that, you know, all this stuff from before, there's no room for any new stuff to come in. And so if it is a matter of decluttering your house, or, you know, if you're hanging on to negative energy from a certain person, like that, the last caller, writing a letter, getting just everything, spew everything into that letter, and then burn it. You know, I wouldn't recommend sending it because, you know, that's not really going to, it's for you. It's not for them because they're not going to hear what you have to say anyway. So, that's what I'm getting. So, you know,
are
it's all about,
me?
Yeah, I just want to summarize, put your, you know, make sure you know what's going to light you up, then put that intention into the world or into the universe. Angel Raphael will help you. Angel Samuel is going to help you with your soulmate and with, you know, and make sure to have your loving thoughts and actions. And then clearing your space, and that those all really make sense to me. They all fit together really nicely, and I think that's going to help you the most as you move into your new career. And now Dax, you may talk.
Well, thank you. That felt really good.
Are you there, Dax?
I'm ready.
Dax, are you muted?
No.
Uh-oh. Well, I hope that helped you, Gia. I wonder where Dax went.
Oh, yeah.
That is very odd. Yeah,
is
so...
Is he still on the line?
I can't see that part of it because I'm just on my cell phone today. I don't have my laptop up. I decided to do my call outside today, out in the shade. So I didn't bring my laptop out with me, but
I had to call back
in.
There you are, Dad.
We hung up or got disconnected.
No, I was listening to you guys, and I started talking, and you guys couldn't hear me, and then suddenly the line went dark, you know, quiet. And when you call back in the show and I'm calling in on the host line, you got to put the codes in. Oh, my God. It takes forever to get back in again. It's just one of those days. Yeah, because I'm calling in.
Good day. That's our first little
goof-up
of the day.
Not really, because I'm calling in on my phone because I tried to call in via Skype and I couldn't get the app to work. And it needs to be reinstalled, and there's an update and everything, and it was right before the show. I didn't have time to do it, so I had to switch to the phone. And then this happened.
Back.
It's really strange stuff, I'm telling you. Okay, so what I was saying, which you guys didn't hear, is that I was sort of agreeing with some of the things that Charlotte was saying. You were talking about the angels, and it's just ironic that I got Gabriel coming in the form of the judgment card. So in the judgment card, there's Gabriel. He's blowing his horn. He's got a message from the universe. In fact, this is the only major arcana card, so this is really big. It is the cosmic wake-up call. The cosmic wake-up call, Gia. And it's also talking about a spiritual calling. So this is almost like a spiritual calling. Okay. Now, this card is surrounded by two swords cards. Now, keep in mind, swords are thoughts and ideas. Okay. So the one card is the two of swords, and that is a balancing, all right? But it's typically a decision that's not being made, or there's two different directions you can go, and you don't know which direction to go in. And she's got her eyes blindfolded, so you can't even see anyway. And then the other card is kind of the opposite of that. It's the Queen of Swords. She has one sword, and she is making rational, analytical decisions. She is focused on one thought, one idea, which is in alignment with what Charlotte was talking about when she was talking about you got to get a clear idea of what you want so that you can bring it in through the universe, manifest it. you know, it has to be crystal clear exactly what this is going to look like, exactly what you're going to be doing, what's it going to look like, what's it going to sound like, what's it going to smell like, what's it going to feel like. You know, bring all five senses in and really get a five-sensory immersive visualization of what it's going to be like in order to move forward. And that's why we're getting also this, you know, cosmic wake-up call from Gabriel. And the Two of Swords would suggest that you haven't come to that point yet where you have it really crystal clear. It's almost like there's two or more paths you could go down. Yeah. So that's the only thing holding you back. And one other little caveat is I'm getting the Six of Pentacles. You know, in questions about finance and so forth, it's typically a good fortune card. It's a card about realizing a repayment, or you have a windfall or something like along that, you know, along those lines. And it's generosity, it's sharing and giving. There's an individual in the card that is giving out, basically it's like giving out alms to a couple of people that are probably, you know, homeless looking there, you know. And what that means in this type of, that's a that financial type question, things along those lines. But in this type of situation, this question, it's talking about there are people out there in a better position that can help you. There are mentors. There are people that are already doing what you want to do. There are people to team up with or get mentoring from. And so that's showing up as well. So I just wanted to give you that little piece there to help you along as well. So I hope all this helped you out.
It did. It did so much. Thank you very much. I just love you guys. I've been listening to all the readings that you've been giving, and I just feel like it's very heart-centered. It's very accurate. You're really touching in with what people need to hear. So thank you.
Oh, thanks for that, Jim. And the other thing about it is that what I love about these shows, and I'm sure you agree, Charlotte, it's not just the, you know, helping the individual callers, but really, if people listen, you know, tarot's multi-layered, and so even when it's somebody else's call and somebody else's question, if you listen through the whole show, you're going to get tidbits of ideas. You know, we throw out techniques from tarot, techniques from NLP, techniques from hypnosis, you know, just life coaching in general techniques. There's information in every call for everybody listening, not just the person that's asking the question and calling it.
True.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got that too, and thank you.
Thanks for the call, and we'll talk to you hopefully again soon.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great
day. Bye, Gia. Yeah, and so I'm glad that you brought that up, Charlotte, because we don't talk about that often enough on the shows, that, you know, tarot is so multi-layered, and you're able to have multi-layered information coming through where it's not just going to touch the caller, it's going to touch thousands and thousands of other people listening.
Yeah, I know, and like, again, you know, I know I'm repeating myself, but I just think that's so awesome to be able to do that, to be able to help people, and you know, I'm just really grateful that I'm able to share the messages because, you know, they, you know, these messages are not necessarily coming from me.
Oh.
They're coming from, you know, the universe.
Let me jump in here.
The angels.
Charlotte, just for a second, we're going to take that other call, but let me jump in here because I just got the 90-second warning that's in my ears, in my headset. And so that's telling us that we're going to stop live streaming in about 90 seconds. However, the rest of the show will be available in the archive right after the show. We'll set up the replay. And you can catch it on iTunes, and you can catch it on our website and on Blog Talk. We'll have the replay up there. So we'll just say goodbye to everybody that's listening through the live streaming right now. Remember, Charlotte and I will be back next Wednesday And if you didn't, if we didn't get to your call today, remember you can call in on Friday with Dr. Rose and Dr. Sharona and myself. So I'm going to say goodbye to you guys that are leaving in just a second here. But we are going to try to take another call. You know, we've been off the air and for so long on the Wednesday shows, it's kind of heartening, Charlotte, to have, I mean, literally we've had 2-3 dozen callers on the line throughout the whole show.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're losing our live streaming right now, so that means we've been going an hour and a half, and so we went way over the hour show, but we've been just having a lot of fun being back on the air and helping so many people. So we have time for one more caller, and we're going to go to the next caller waiting in line. That's area code 239. Caller 239, where are you calling from, and what's your name?
Hi, I'm calling from Florida, and my name is Lana.
Lana, oh my God, that's the second Florida call. It's Florida Day here.
Yeah, I'll be fast. So thank you, and I know you're going off the air. I recently met a man whose name is Walter, and I wanted to know if he and I are going anywhere.
Okay, let's take a look at it analytically and honestly, because I know a lot of people just, you know, give you what you want to hear, but we don't do that, Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
No,
good.
We don't.
Okay, let's see what's going on here. Alrighty. Okay, so, you know, there are some positive things. I mean, I am getting the Ten of Cups, which is, you know, literally successful and happy family life, lasting relationships and friendships, joy, harmony, all that wonderful stuff. But looking at it as a whole, it's 3 out of 5 no's, meaning that this is probably not going to be the one for you. And it's also giving a little warning, because the Four of Pentacles is showing up. And in that card, the character is holding on too tight. Okay, so you want to be a little fast and loose. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the caveat to all this, the positive part, is that there are actually 3 other individuals showing up. And they, you know, if you're able to situate yourself where you don't get attached to this one that may or may not be right for you. I mean, yeah, you know, we did get that positive card. We did get that Ten of Cups. But sometimes it's overkill. Sometimes Ten of Cups is overkill.
Right.
Sometimes Ten of Cups is an illusion. It's the idyllic family life that you're hoping for, but this individual is not that person. There's an individual, however, in the very near future that's being represented by the Page of Pentacles. So more than likely, this person is an Earth sign, a Taurus, a Virgo, or a Capricorn. And this person is, it might be chronologically younger than you, but it at least has a young mental outlook if they're actually not chronologically younger than you. But I'm getting a feeling this person is younger and is very meticulous and diligent and studious and good-natured and, you know, that kind of an individual. The next person that comes along is the Knight of Coins. I like this person because this is a practical person who's also very sensuous, just something. And they're dependable. Okay, the Knight of Coins is somebody that's dependable. Again, it's a coin card. Again, it's a pentacle card. So once again, another Earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. The last person that shows up is the King of Wands. And by the way, I forgot to mention, the Knight of Coins is, you know, right in your age group. The King of Wands shows up, and he may be a little bit older than you, a little bit more mature. This person's quite the gentleman. good father figure type person, fair-minded leader, entrepreneurial, that kind of person. And because it's wands, that's fire. So we're talking Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius. Mm. Yeah. Mm. So there's like three individuals possible, and I just want to give the caveat, because I did with the Page of Coins, which typically pages are younger individuals, someone younger than you, but might not chronologically be younger, might just be young-minded. I have to say the same thing about the Knight of Wands. The Knight of Wands might, this person might not be chronologically older than you, but just older-minded, more mature in his outlook, okay? And then of the three, I have to say that the Knight of Coins, the Knight of Pentacles, strikes me as the most compatible of the three. Okay? So, you know, with not more time to look into this, that's pretty much what I'm getting. And let's go to Charlotte and see what her thoughts are on this situation.
Thank you.
I didn't get much more than what your extra cool reading gave her, other than I'm being told she needs to stand strong, and even if she's feeling unrecognized and misunderstood, that doesn't mean that she has to give up on, you know, what you're doing. So I know these messages are so ambiguous, or they feel so ambiguous, but if you think about it, they can be very helpful. But it just is saying you need to follow the will of your soul and exercise your leadership spirit by speaking your truth. So if there's something you're holding back with this guy, you know, you need to bring it forward and let the chips fall where they will. That's
okay.
That's kind of what I'm getting. So, you know, saying you need to approve of yourself and not worry so much about getting his approval, because really, you know, what you think of yourself is the only really important thing. So, and just the angels are reminding you that they're on your side and that they appreciate your honesty. So that's all I got. I love Dax's reading. No, I mean,
that's
incredible.
Oh my God, I almost wanted to break out in that song. It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men.
I know. I'm like, wow, dang, girl's got it going on there.
I know. And so
have you
that
got
Four
one
of
those,
Pentacles is making me, I was just going to say that Four of Pentacles is making me think that that's the whole crux of the whole thing is, you know, don't hold on too tight. Don't get too attached to anything. You know, enjoy the situation and you know, feel everything out, and it'll naturally fall into place with the right person, you know, and that right person may end up being this person that you originally called about. So, you know, it's just, don't hold on too tight, be fast and loose. Cause, man, there's other fish in the sea, according to this reading.
Okay.
So,
thank you. That was great.
Thanks, Lana.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Lana. Yeah, enjoy the rest of your week. And, hey, stay away from those hurricanes down there in Florida, just saying. Anyway, we had way too much fun. Way too much fun on this show, Charlotte. Hey, I just want to remind everybody, quick, you know, we only get to spend a few minutes each with you on the show here, okay? So if you want to go deeper into these topics, ask other questions, you know, book a session. Remember, we got the summer sale going on for only three more days. You'll find it at psychictalk.net/summer. psychictalk.net/summer. You can go on there. You can book a reading. As soon as you book, get a hold of me. Tell me whether you want to have the reading with me, or maybe you want to have the reading with Charlotte. Just let me know, and I'll get you in touch, you know. And you're not going to get a better deal than that. It's $37, and that is $60 to $90 off what we normally charge. And if you want your numerology report, you know, just message me. I'll give you a great deal on that. You know, if you just want the report itself, you know, I'll do it for $27 instead of $67. So, you know, this sale's going on for just three more days. Get a hold of us. Go over to the page, psychictalk.net/summer. And if you want to book a private session, longer session with Charlotte or me, just let me know. You know, go over there and check it out. Okay, so we'll be back next week, Char. I'm excited.
Yeah. I know. Awesome. It's stuff. So nice to be back and being on a regular schedule again.
I know. It's like, wow, we went a long time. I the counter stopped, you know, after we went. Oh, no, actually, I can sort of see that. It looks like 8 minutes past that, so I'm going to say almost 100 minutes. Ah. But it was so much fun. But now I got to get going because my stomach is telling me that pretty much. And it's now 2:30 here. So. All righty.
Whoa, you're really breaking up.
Show without our callers and our listeners. But we're going to say goodbye for now. And bye, everybody. Bye, Charlotte.
See ya. Thanks for coming and spending Wednesday fun day with us.
That's right.